Seth Rogen says he and his wife are smarter and happier without children. By Warner Todd Houston on March 10, 2023. Hollywood actor Seth Rogen said in a recent interview that he and his wife do not regret the decision not to have children and that they are smarter, happier, and more successful for having made that choice. Rogen appeared on Stephen Bartlett's The Diary of a CEO podcast on Monday and spoke about his decision not to have children. The Pineapple Express star said that he and actress Lauren Miller, his wife of 7 years, have specifically agreed not to have kids and they won't apologize for it. With Bartlett noting that many people say having kids makes a couple happier, Rogen disagreed. "There's a whole huge thing I'm not doing, which is raising children." And then claimed that he does not think having kids would necessarily make him and Lauren happier. Rogen next pushed back against those who say childless couples don't know what it is like to live a life with children. "I've been around obviously a lot of children. I'm not ignorant to what it's like, everyone I know has kids. I'm 40, you know? I know," Rogen exclaimed. "Some of my friends have had kids for decades. Some people want kids, some people don't want kids." Rogen also said, as far as he is concerned, "Too many people have kids before they give the idea serious thought or have even taken the time to really get to know each other as man and wife." Indeed, he said that eschewing children has helped his relationship with Lauren. "Now, more than anything, the conversation is like, honestly, thank God we don't have children," he told Bartlett. "We get to do whatever we want." Rogen also said that not having the distraction of kids has made both of them more successful in their careers. "We are in the prime of our lives," he insisted. "We are smarter than we've ever been, we understand ourselves more than we ever have. We have the capacity to achieve a level of work and a level of communication and care for one another. And a lifestyle we can live with one another that we've never been able to live before. And we can just do that, and we don't have to raise a child, which the world does not need right now," Rogen concluded. Rogen is a highly outspoken member of the Hollywood elite, constantly making political and cultural proclamations. Not long ago, he spoke in favor of the criminal element by chiding residents of Los Angeles and its surrounding communities for indulging in white privilege by complaining about the growing crime rate in the area as George Soros-funded prosecutors increasingly decide not to charge criminals, which has caused a huge spike in crime. He also downplayed rising crime as merely the cost of living in a big city. In other comments, he blasted Team USA as racist for suspending Olympic runner Sha'Carri Richardson over her pot use. He also vowed that in his future film projects he plans to make less things starring white people. But in 2020, Rogen's extreme proclamations went too far when he was forced to apologize for anti-Semitic comments where he questioned the legitimacy of Israel's existence. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.